You're listening to the BBC. I'm Pascal Harter with NewsHour. Now, this week on the programme, we're looking at the economics of criminal justice. In China, prisoners do hard labour as part of their sentence. It's a controversial system, and this year the government has said that there would be an overhaul of its system. China locks up an estimated 50,000 people a year, and Herman Guang, who's 57, said he was jailed for almost 2 years.
Life in there is okay. You have enough food. Not a lot of choice, but you can always ask for more rice. But the government has its power, and I have no option. I am an ant, just a small ant.
The experience of one prisoner, but many Chinese prisoners are forced to work. What does that labour contribute to China's economy? Political prisoner Harry Wu spent 19 years in many different camps. When he got out, he went to Washington and set up the Lao Gai Research Foundation, which studies China's forced labour prison camps.
The China prison system is a profit system for the government.
A profit system for the government? How?
Yes. Every prisoner you have to force to labour. Even today, there's a lot of document from the judicial system how to educate a prisoner to make the garments, to make the hand tools, to make the artificial flower, to make Christmas lights, to make every kind of thing, electronical component, everything, for export.
For export, you say? So are you saying that there is a possibility that a shopper in a country, take Nigeria, for example, might buy a Chinese product such as fairy lights, and that these would actually have been made by prisoners?
Yes. For example, 1960s, I was in a farm. It's a prison camp very close to Beijing. We're growing the grapes, and we kneel the grape in the boxes, put on the truck, and the truck right away go to airport, export to Hong Kong and Japan as a fruits.
Okay, what's wrong with that, though? Shouldn't prisoners have to work? After all, they cost the government a lot of money, their imprisonment, and presumably they've done something wrong.
First of all, why these prisoners go to the prison? You have the prisoners in London. We have the prison in Washington because they violate the law. But Chinese say no, it is because they doesn't like or disagree or against the government, against the Communist Party. We have to suppress them. So in 1950, 1960, probably 80% of the prisoners, they are counter-revolutionary. Recently, you know, Nobel Peace Prize winner Liu Xiaobo and other people like Liu Xianbing, Cheng Xi, Zhu Yifu, they didn't violate any law but just disagree with the government. They have to eliminate these people. Lao Gai, that means forced to labor and reform, so-called brainwashing.
Brainwashing.
Yeah. When you enter the prison, you are forced to labor. You cannot say no.
Sir, it's very hard to independently verify what you're saying because the Chinese system is so closed and it's difficult to get that independent verification. But you yourself, you do have an axe to grind, don't you, in that you have been imprisoned in China for 19 years in different prison camps. But do you want to tell us about your own experience?
Okay, I can tell you the experience. I was in a coal mine. They produce 200,000 tons of the coal. But this coal is for domestic. But next to us, there's another prison camp. This coal was exported to British. And they say this is very good coal because no smoke for British. I was in the prison camp growing the strawberry, pears, and feeding the ducks and chicken, export to Hong Kong and Japan. Simple.
And how was your treatment in these different camps?
I just can't tell you. I committed suicide twice. I was forced to labor and I was starvation. I only have 80 pounds my weight. I almost died.
Do you think that the prison system in China will change now under the new leadership?
Prison system, logai system, when they change, that means the communist system will down, will finish. As you
but
can
Xi
learn
Jinping
from,
promised that he would change the system when he came to power.
He promised whatever he promised. But this is the fact. Just like a Soviet gulag, when Stalin died, Khrushchev changed, released many political criminals. But the gulag only ended in 1991.
According to the research that you have undertaken into the Chinese prison system, the Laogai system of forced labour, what products do you think are being manufactured in Chinese prisons today?
Oh, that's a too many. For example, hand tools, garments, many, many garments, electronical components, artificial flower, even football, even agricultural products. I cannot pick up one corn or one piece of rice, say this has come from prison camp. It's combined together, but the prison camp now, they're not allowed to directly export the products. They go through national export-import company and then sell it to United States or British. For example, Walmart. Walmart today is a big, huge commercial systems. But in the contract with Chinese, they have put an item there. Chinese have to promise no any forced labor products. That means if you find out some any product, for example, I found a rubber boots, because in China, the rubber boots only manufactured by one prison camp, they said 8 million pair rubber boots every year. Okay? I went to China. I bought the boots. But I found the same boots in Walmart in the United States. But Walmart say, we do not know. You have to talk to Chinese. Of course, Chinese will lie. Never tell you the truth. So this is two different way. Many, many products today is come from prison camp.
Walmart said it couldn't respond to Mr. Wu's accusations without more specific information. It did say Walmart does not tolerate human trafficking in our supply chain. During the factory audits conducted under our ethical sourcing program, personal documentation is checked to ensure work is voluntary, wages are accurately paid, and workers are of legal working age. This is NewsHour. We leave you now with some news just in. The office of the Egyptian president has declared a one-month state of emergency in the country. More updates on that on the BBC News live page.